Good. So Tosis claims that the Geri Arayos over here is not the same as the Geri Arayos which you find elsewhere. Geri Arayos by Kusit, if it's nothing, they find out to Avodah Zarah. Geri Arayos over here in Yevamos Chavdal and Beis means they may have converted for an ulterior motive to avoid being eaten up by the lions, but they were, we'll call it, they were frum, they were shomer mitzvahs. That's what Tosis assumes. Rashi is against Tosis. Geri Arayos, says Rashi, Kagon Kusim. Don't give me more fairish than that. There's a big problem. Kagon Kusim, and Kusim, the Gemara over here says, Halach Ketiri Omer Kulam Gerimim. How can it be Kulam Gerimim if they're doing Avodah Zarah? What's going on over here? What's Pshat? What's Pshat? It's a very difficult Rashi. This Rashi sounds like it's a very, very hard to understand. So the answer is, we gave you a Yesod, a major Yesod. Rabbi Kiveger asked Akasha that there's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Pehei Amud Beis, which Rabbi Kiveger quotes, if you look at Rashi Geri Arayos, where the Gemara says if you hold Geri Arayos, there's no Aveira if you hit him. He's your Hakor, you're not hitting Jew. If it's Geri Arayos, there's no way to hit him. How can that be? How is that possible? Rashi seems to be saying over here that Geri Arayos Akusim, we pass in Kulam Gerimim. So, hello, I'm asking a Shalas, Rabbi Kiveger. If you hold Kusim Geri Arayos, are they Jewish or they're not Jewish? Rashi says they're Jewish, because Geri Arayos is Kusim, we pass in Kulam Gerimim. And it said, Hedron, it says you can hit him. There's no Easter of Lo Yosef, which applies if you hit a Jew. It's Rabbi Kiveger's Kasha. Bombshell Kasha. Tremendous cash. So we have an interesting answer. It's going to become relevant to a number of our present discussions. He is Jewish. He's chayv in mitzvahs. And this answers the kasha which Tosi has against Rashi and Ksuba Stav Choftes. Rashi says, Elu Nara Sheyeshlem Knas, and one of the women is considered to be a kusis, a bala kusis. So Rashi, Geri Arayos. In fact, Tosi says, what are you joking? Geri Arayos is a goy. Tosla Shitos over here. As the Kusim Geri Arayos, nothing to do with the Geri Arayos of Asugya. Rashi Lishitos over here too. That Geri Arayos means you are Jewish and you're chayv in mitzvahs and there is a knas for all of onus and mafata. However, Rabosai, you're not allowed to get married. There's a psul and the Easter of chitun. And we explained the reason is he's not considered to be in the category of achicha. You can't marry a person, not your brother. And for that reason, there's no Easter of HaKor. Right? The Pasuk says, what high no Easter of HaKor? It says, Lo Yosef. Where's Lo Yosef? In the parish of Malkus. And the Pasuk ends, V'nikla ochicha le'inecha. So it's only your brother they're not permitted to hit. Kus and Geri Arayos means they're Jewish, but they're not considered to be your brothers. And therefore, there's no Easter of HaKor. To answer Rabbi Kiveger's kasha. A similar idea, again, for those who have the Gemaras in front of you today, take a look in the Hagos Mordechai in the back, in Simon Kufches. He's not discussing Kusim. He's not discussing Geri Arayos. But he has another case, which is somewhat comparable to our case. He's discussing the case of a Mumar. A Mumar. It's Simon Kufches in the back. He wants to know about a Mumar. Some say there's no din of Chalitza, the Bemokom Erebu, the Kanoin Pogimbo, Gaman of Elis La Ramoi, Kanoin Pogimbo. We saw as a machloikas. Some say if a Jewish woman is nivola to a goy, but sinna, that marriage is not even used to us of the Raisa. He says no, the same way as it's us in the other direction, a man with a Jewish man with a goyish woman, so too the other way around. And the Mumor is given the status of an Arami. What do you mean? Why should that be so? He was born Jewish. He was born Jewish. Why is he given the status of Arami? Why? The answer is because he's a psul of Goyus. And why is there no Zika? He's not considered to be Achicha. And it comes Ki Yeshu Achim Yachtov. This guy is not in the category of a brother. This is what it says in some of the other Rishonim. I believe you'll even find it over here in the Hagos Mordechai. Talks about it. Perhaps someone who is a mumar, although he's Jewish, Yisrael Afa Pishachota Yisraelu, That's true, but there's no achva. You take a look over here in the Simon Kuf Zion Hagos Mordechai. He says that is not considered to be in the category of achicha. That's what he suggests. So Bekitz and Imritz, this concept of being Jewish but not being a brother exists according to Rabbi Kivaget. Answer Rabbi Kivaget's kasha, it applies to Akusim and Mandom and Geri Arayos. That's why there's no Yisuf Hakoh and Sanhedrin of Pehem and Beis. But the Afal Pikein, Halacha Kulun Geremim, is considered to be, in fact, Jewish. The Ramban, here in Yavam Mustaf Ayin Ches, quotes a Ravid. The same thing is true of Nisinim. Nisinim are Geri Arayos. Now that's a Chiddush Niflid. It's nowhere in Shas to say that. There's a Rashi that says that. The Bach is so appalled that he actually crosses it out. That's enough. Samech Ches Amen Aleph. You look at the Bach. Oz Beis, Rashi says, Kosava Kusim Geri Arayos. Our Gemara, our Rashi says, Kusi Venosin to Kosava Geri Arayos. Say, Nosin, and this Nesinim Givonim. And the Bach changed, added a word, Kusim. He couldn't believe Nesinim is Geri Arayos. Why can't you believe it? Rashi seems to hold that way. The Ravid says so, quoted by the Ramban, the Geri Arayos, and they made a Gzeira not to accept them. Quote, Kedelis Arevi Yisroel. You don't let him marry into the people. And the Meiri says, the Chayav Mitzvahs, they're not Gerim Gemurim, Midoraisa, their children have an opportunity to be Mizgayel L'Shem Yisraelus L'Gamri. And that's Mutter Midoraisa, and David Gozer Oleim, as Gemara says later on in Daf Ayin Ches, Ayin Tes. And by Kusim, he never made such a Gzeir. I'll call upon him, the concept exists of someone who's Jewish, but not completely Jewish. It sounds like, you know, very strange, like a little bit pregnant. Either yes or no. Whoever heard of someone who's Jewish, but not totally Jewish. So, you may recall, we had a Shita Mekubetzes in Croesus. Sechta Croesus is a sugya of Geiris. Though we're learning it in Yavamis, most of the Gemaras really are in Sechta Yavamis. That's true. But the fundamental process of Geiris is a Gemara really in Croesus. What the Gemara tells us, that Klal Yisrael became Jewish through a number of different processes. On Daf Tesem and Aleph, the Gemara talks about Avos Seichem. Klal Yisrael became Jewish in Har Sinai. What? Mila Tvila Hatzoas Dam? So too nowadays we require the same. Of course the question becomes, what does that mean? We no longer have Hatzoas Dam. We no longer have a Korban. So the Mishnah says over here in Daf Chesam and Beis, which where it starts, Ger Mechusa Kapara Achi Yizrik Olav Dam, which means what? That a Ger who didn't bring a Korban, he's 100% Jewish, he just hasn't brought his Korban yet. So yes, he's Mechusa Kapara. Okay, that's a technicality, a Mechusa Kapara. However, if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he writes as follows. Uposel Isha Bebiyoso, which is considered like a Goy, to parcel a woman, bibiyoso, not stop a plain b'chusa kapara. It's a pella. Where does it come from, this psul? The answer is, as we saw in the Hagos Mordechai, that's a kind of an aramoy, talking about a mumar. He's a Jew, but not a full Jew. So too, this person who didn't bring a korban, b'smasha b'esed m'gashay akayim, is a Jew, but not a full Jew. He's not a chicha. And we could argue the reason is, why do you have to bring a korban? Kadosh Baruch Hu said, "Gzeiras HaKosav." We don't ask any questions. But it may be the carbon that brings a person into Klal Yisrael. A mila, you do it privately with a mile. A tvila, you can do it anywhere, any mikvah, any body of water. But if you bring a carbon to the base, a migdosh, oh, this means they're coming part of Klal Yisrael, because that's already Klal Yisrael. So if he hasn't brought his carbon yet, perhaps not part of Klal Yisrael, it's not considered a chicha. If he lives with a woman, so she becomes a surah lekoin. Quite a remarkable concept, which emerges from a whole slew of Rishonim, Rashi, Ashita Mekubetzes, Ravid, Amiri. So even though we think either you're Jewish or not, it's not so simple. Okay, that's our first point. Yes, sir.
What the Ravid is talking about, are you going to the Raisa level?
Yes, the Raisa level.
What are you saying with the Raisa level? The Ravid said,
the Ramban and Afayin Ches and Yevomis quotes a Ravid. Here we have the good one. This is the best kind of the you know, our base measure doesn't have it. You have to come to Young Israel Riverdale to get a fancy Ramban. Okay, so now we have the fancy one. We'll read it together. Rabbani quotes a Ravid, says as follows. He's talking about the Rav Avram Rav David Pirish. The Begirusin Asara Makos Lefisha Yomishalch Mitchilos and Begeris Rishon Kegere Arayos. But the Bach crossed out. It was a typo in Rashi. We never heard of him, the scene of Geri Arayos. Mefurish here in the Ramban on the Fayin Ches. Okay. The Yeshua of David Gozer Alenish from the Kabbalah Mem Gerim, the Olam, Kdele His Arev Be Yisro. This Arev Be Yisro. The answer is Kulam Gerim, hey? The Gerim, Afal Pikeim, they're still considered to be Asur and Lava Bakol. A remarkable concept. Is that cause of the Ravid though?
Okay. Did their bonus only after they convert? That was
so I mentioned that the Meiri said that a subsequent generation can convert. According to the Ravid, maybe they themselves can even convert. According to the Rav Meiri, his next generation can convert. David Gozer Olam, Atleh and Yivama Safayan test.
Within the Ravid, what was David Gozer?
He doesn't go into the details. He doesn't go into that. He doesn't ask that question. That's a famous question. Is it the Raisa? What do you mean David Gozer? Make up your mind. He says, David Gozer shall the Kabbalah Mehem Geim Le'olam Le'Hashara B'Yisrael. What does that mean? If the Geiris Rishon, their initial Geiris is Geiri Arayos. If they undergo a second Geiris, with the Arayos, it's good. And David said, don't do it.
Don't do the second Geiris.
That's correct.
Oh, really?
That's a simple read. I'll read it again. The Geirusan, Asaron HaKosel V'Yishem, Chilosan Geiri Arayos, the Geiris Rishon, Geiri Arayos. So there could be a Geiris Sheni. Yeshua David Gozer Olam shall the Kabbalah Mehem Geim Le'olam. You shouldn't accept the second Geiris. Kedela Sarah B'Yisrael. The second Geiris would be become part of Klal Yisrael. They're already Jewish. They're already Chayav Mitzvahs. But they're not part of Klal Yisrael. That's a whole, they're not a Chicha. And therefore, there could have been a second Geiris. Look at the Midrash and Rabbanan said, don't do it. Okay, okay. Right here. Fancy, the fancy version. Okay. Fine. This is an introduction to this Inyan. Okay. Now, it's interesting, Atosis Arosh in Kiddushin of Ayin Hay says the Geri Arayos, but since they're Shomrim Ktsas Mitzvahs, there's no Isa Daraisa because they're not called Mesirim. This is an opposite approach. Till now we said that they're Jews, Afal Pikein, there may be an Isa Bia, an Isa marriage. The way I read the Atosis Arosh in Kiddushin Ayin Hay, a bit of a different verb. Maybe they're considered to be Goyim. Now, what's wrong with marrying a Goy? So we saw the Gemara yesterday, or the day before, on that Yud Zayin and Aleph. The Gemara keeps talking about, right? Ki Yosir es Bincha. That's the problem. Ki Yosir es Bincha. If you have an intermarriage, they're going to take the children and take them out of Klal Yisrael. Says the Lashon Rav Tam, they're not called Mesirim. They're not called Mesirim. It's a remarkable concept. The way I read it, a goy is, but there's no issue of marriage because he's not called Mesirim. That's to me even a bigger chiddush. That's the simple read of Tosfos Rosh in Kiddushin Ayin Hay Amud Beis. Let's see what we have over here. This medrash. Second, not give up. Looking for a reason. Uh-huh. Look at this. Tosfos Rosh on Kiddushin, fancy edition. Maskeres v'simchas nisui asav tzvi v'chaya tamara Klein. She's a Reuben from our shul. And the balabas from the shul was makdish these tosas a Russian for, gave it out at the chasana, which I was there. And there's a fine couple. He's a doctor. Now he's in Cleveland. I just saw him on Sunday. I saw her, actually. She came to my shia. So it's a very beautiful privilege to read from this tosas a Russian here in Abbeis Medrash. Take a look. Kiddushin, Ayin, Hayim, and Beit. Read the Lashon. We may be missing a lot of Sfarim in the shul, but some things we have, which not so easy to find elsewhere. Okay. Rabbeinu Tam HaFarish. You're not worried they're going to marry a Kusis. Why are you worried? Because Kusim Geri Arayos came in the Shomer Miktas HaMitzvahs Lesbu Yisurah Daraisa. They're not called Mesirim. And even Bezn Shoshem Hashmonoi that they ask Goyim no matter what. Even if they're not Mesirim, that's only if it's a Vare Goy, not in the Suffolk Goy. So quite a remarkable concept over here. Part of it can be found in this edition. It's Kalam Tov Reish Lamed Beis, the last paragraph, name of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, make sure you shouldn't, bluffing. I want to check out my sources. Okay, Rabbi, stay with me so far. Good. This is our introduction. Having said this, we have to look in the psukim to see what exactly happened with these kusim. So what exactly happened with them? So we had a pshat. What was going on over there? They were the maisa. They were, what'd they do? What'd they do? So they clearly were bound down to idols, and they were eaten up by the lions. Nope. So the question becomes, they were eaten up by the lions. So what happens? So Tosus says, you're right. Geri Emes must mean, Rabbi Osai, that there was a subsequent Geri, Shuvna Skaraligami, which is not found anywhere in Tanakh, which is a little bit of a dochak. It's not found anywhere in Tanakh. The Ritva, when he explains the man de Amos is Geri Emes, he doesn't say it was a subsequent Geri, not found anywhere in Tanakh. That's a bit of a dochak. This is what he writes. Ritva writes, Kulam Gerim, hey? Tosa says that they bow down to idols. Lomar shon is gair b'lev sholem yolam l'kibl v'alem. Uman demach shir hasam. What if you hold Gary MS? Savar, din is gair b'lev sholem elechazru l'sura. In other words, there was a complete commitment, but they, unfortunately, were chazru l'sura. He pointed out in the psukim, it's a little bit hard to say that, because you don't find, there's almost no gap between the time that they converted and the time that they're already doing things which are not right. In any event. So the question is, Rabbi Osai, what exactly happened? So Rabbi Natam in Sefer Yosher says, it's quoted here in footnote 648. He says like this: Kusim Geri Arayos, saying, Sheniskai Mipachat Arayos, Mipachta Miskairu, Achozru Lesura, Nixiv Es Hashem Hayu Ureim Veloheim Hayu Ovdim, V'goyim Gemurimim. What does that mean? If they didn't do Avodah Zarah at that point in time, so the question is, why is it Geri's Batel L'Mafreya? He wants to make the following suggestion. Rabbeinu Tam is like the Hagos Mordechai. What Hagos Mordechai is a very, very important Hagos Mordechai, which is going to be relevant going through. This can be found over here in Hagos Mordechai here on our Perek. He says, why don't you look in your Gemara? He says, look in Zion Amud Aleph in your print. Okay? Zion Amud Aleph. He gives you your print, since I have a different print. See if I can find it. This is a very critical text. And the question is, do we pass it this way? Okay. Trying to find it in my text, which is a different pages completely. Everyone, how many of you have a you have your text Zion Amud Aleph, right? It says Perek Acholetz on it. My Gemara has big letters Perek Acholetz, right? You have the two.
It's on the
base. Oh, on the base. Okay, so I guess it's into it. Okay, I just want to show you where we're finding. One second. This is his famous Hagos Mordechai, where he discusses the question of that they're sort of on probation. And we see what happens at the end. And if the end is good, it's good. If the end is no good, it's no good. Where is that? My eyes are not finding it right now. Oh, here it is. It's in a sub-paragraph, right before it says Perek Beis Shammai. You see Perek Beis Shammai in your text there? Doesn't say it, Perek Beis Shammai? No? Doesn't say.
What simon is in
there? Oh, it's simon kuf yud. It's the very end of kuf yud, right? Toward the end of, right before kuf yud aleph.
Okay.
This is what the Hagos Mordechai says. Listen carefully. He says, "Yeshloma, the liachrei keng she'onuroam shemiyashrim darcheihem, afal pishim betchila osun l'shem ishus." Then it's good. Okay? Kshemiskav negam l'shem shemayim. So it all depends what happens later on. If later on, miyashin darkeim, then we say that the geirus is a valid geirus. If not, then not. Now the Hagos Mordechai has a big onuf, and at the end he says, mashnili mikosafti, meravose lo nirali midazu, valbinosi ein lishon. Don't rely on me. So some rabbis said, okay, we're not going to rely on you. He told us that we're not going to rely on you. He told us not to rely on you. We're not going to rely on you. Others said, no, that's just anivus. He doesn't mean you shouldn't rely on him. You have to very much rely upon him. And there are many poskim who say this is halacha lemaisa. That it all depends what happens at the end. Okay? It all depends what happened at the end. If at the end it turns out to be frum, then the geirus is good. And if not, not. Okay? That's quite a statement. That's very relevant to all those geirim and eretz Yisrael who are not frum. Called Agos Mordechai, then they're not Jewish. Because it turned out, just look, you know, look a year later. Yeah? No, Mirabos El Nilimizu. My rabbis didn't say this. I'm saying my rabbis. I didn't hear it from my rabbis. That's the anivus of the Agos Mordechai. Don't listen to me. But others say we should listen to him because he's a major yisur. So they again here in the footnote of the Ritva, he suggests that perhaps this Rabbeinu Natan and Sefer Yosher is going along the lines of this Agos Mordechai. It's a possibility that that's what he means. That's what he means. Now. Rabbi Natan goes even further than that. Because even if Nogu Derech Yishara for a period of time, Afal Pikein, it's no good. Whereas according to that Gos Mordechai, it sounds like it has to be no good from the very beginning. In any event, I have the following question. The Ritva learns Geri Emes not like Tosfos, that it was a subsequent Geri in post-Tanachic times, it wasn't recorded in Tanach. No. Nisqairu B'leiv Shalem V'chazru L'surah. And the question, of course, becomes, what does that mean? What does that mean? So what was the Metzius, Rabbi Osai? Apparently there's a machlokas like this. They all agree, Rabbi Osai, they did have Avodah Zarah. And the Shaila is what was in their hearts? Right? If we paskin Geri Emes, doesn't prove it b'zman hazeh, it all depends on the case. You have a sugin chul nav gimel beis. What was in their hearts at the time of their Geirus? You'll say, well, machlokas and the Metzius? That's no kasha. Machlokas and Metzius, as my rabbis would taught me, can't exist because we can go check it in the lab. You can't check in the lab what was in the hearts of the Kusim when they were Megayer 2,000 years ago. That's impossible. So the can't be machlokas and the Metzius. We saw already yesterday that according to some, Dvorim Shebelev or Dvorim when it comes to Gerich, the whole thing is really in the heart. Oh. The big question, of course, becomes, if they did have Avodah Zarah, why did the lions stop eating them? Cash on the lions. Cash on the lions, remember? The big cash on the lions. The answer is as follows, a very important answer. This is the Yisobi said. Once they became Jewish, if you look carefully in the Pesukim, I don't have no time, although we have, here we do have a big Tanakh with all the Mefarshim. Maybe we'll actually open it up to take advantage again of the libraries we have over here. It's in Melachim Beis, Vos Perek Yivzayin, Vos Yivnam Aleph, across those with Melbourne. This is everything. Okay? What does it say? Read this, folks. Vayihu agoyim ha'ele yureyim es Hashem es psileyim ha'yavodim. They feared God, but they still worship their idols. Says the Malbim, Achidish Nifle v'noirad ma'od. Why the lion stop eating them? Look what he says. Heim lo nitztavu ala shituf. They were permitted to believe in more than one God. As long as they believe in our God, they believe in a second God. So they have called Yireim es Hashem. Even though they worship their idols as well. V'Hashem lo kotev aleihem lo henishem. Because who says this? No issue of shita when it comes to goyim. Where does it say that? The Malbim didn't take it out of the blue sky. It must have come from somewhere. Where did it come from? Let's see, it's in the Fiyomi section. Is it Tosis? It's a question. I read the Tosis. The very beginning of Bechoros. On the base of the base. Uldidalo Ashkan Isur Bigram Shituf. B'nei Noach lo hirziru al kach. The impression is, what does al-kach mean? So the Rambam learns pshat, like, as we saw just now in the Malbim, a goy is allowed to believe in God and some other divine being. Others say it can't be. Us al-kach is the issue of shvua. That's the context here. There's b'chores of beis and mitbeis, and the tos is shem. Okay? So Rambam's side, the Malbim is giving up pshat. The lions stop here then, because they believed in God, or at least they worship God with respect to the karbonis that the Kohen they taught them, and which is as it's recorded in Sefer Melachim, but the lions stopped eating them for that reason, that they believed apparently in Hashem at least to some extent, and for this reason the lions did not eat them up anymore, even though they were still bowing down to their idols. If you look in the Psukim, They taught him how to fear God. It means that they brought karbanos. So the Mefarshim explained, the Malbim and others, and the Das Mikra, they taught him karbanos. Of course, the question becomes, Rabbi Osai,
I'm just trying to understand. So were they Geri?
Oh, that's the question. So if you hold Geri Arayos, the Gemara says they were not Geri. Even though everyone agrees with that they did, they bow down to idols. A Jew's not allowed to bow down to an idol, even if he always believes in God. So apparently it wasn't the Ger. The interesting issue is, maybe we should say, like the Gemara in Shabbos Samaches, Ger Shin is Gair Beinu Umos. If a Ger becomes converted in a place where they don't even know about his Avodah Zarah, perhaps the Ger should be good. Here, they were in this Gair. You know where they were in this Gair? Up in northern Israel, and in the northern kingdom, not only did the Kusim bow down to idols, but the Jews also bow down to us. The Malbim explains, they brought in a Jewish guy to teach them, and he was taught to bow down to God, but he also bowed down to idols, this guy. Yes,
Toby. If you bow down to other gods, isn't that not the principle of Hashem being the one God?
Absolutely. The guys, if a Jew does that, he's mamish and apokoris, and the Rambam is kofer yugimulikrim, a terrible, terrible thing. But a guy is allowed to do it, according to the, but the Malbim says it, and the Tosfos and Pechoros may say the same thing as the Rambam understands it. Kuf Nun Vav. Yes.
So a guy is one of the Shemites of Benenoch is to believe in Hashem, right?
He believes in Hashem.
So that commandment is that only to believe, not necessarily that he's echad or something.
Right. Exactly. For according to these Rishonim, a guy is allowed to believe. The guy believes in God and some other divinity. What's today's date? December what? 21st. Oops, I don't have to say anymore. So if he believes in the God and some other divinity, so that means he's not in violation. They say the Berdicheva. As they say, the Berdicheva, when he'd go in his taxi, if he didn't cross himself, when they passed the church, he'd really jump out. A wilde mensch. Because in those days, in Berdicheva, the Catholics, they cross themselves when they pass the church. I can't shemate. I can't go confirm it in the story of the Medichiva. Yeah.
Right. Sefer Yosher. So he's going in what? Geri Arayos or Geri Arayos?
I'll read it again. The Sefer Yosher is quoted over here in footnote on the Ritva, number 648. That's what he quotes. Sefer Yosher says, Kusim Geri Arayos saying, Sheniskaya mipachat Arayos k'dechsiv, mipachtam nizgayu achosru l'surim, because Elohim ayu ovdin. And he says, "V'goyim gemurim." He's bothered by the lashon chazul l'surim. If they were once from, how can it be? So he wants to say based on Agos Mordechai, but he says even beyond Agos Mordechai, even though it was an intermittent, a brief religious Jewish fling, it was just for show, and they went back. Ochiach sof maltrilos. That's his shot.
This is going from the Geri Emes of the
Geri Arroyos.
So Geri Emes means that everyone back.
That's correct.
So the Geri Emes means that they originally
right. Now, if you're from the Malbim, if...
So it's not the same as the Ritva? What's the difference between the
Ritva? Oh, so it's not exactly clear whether they're saying the same as the Ritva. Not completely clear. The Ritva says, if you hold Geri Arayos, as follows. Lo nizgayu b'leiv sholem me'olam v'lo kiblu aleim. They never accepted anything. And he says maybe they went back. So it's not exactly the same. Yes, sir?
He asked why the lion stopped eating them.
Yeah.
So I want to ask why they started. Because don't we learn by Noach that animals are afraid of human beings because they're telling them looking?
100%. But the Rabbanu Shlom, this is the Ramban quote in Parshas Achiros, the famous Ramban, the Yesod. that Eretz Yisrael is Paltim and Shalmelech. These same Goyim, they got away when they were living in Kusa, they bowed down to their idols, and no one bothered them. They come to Eretz Yisrael, and they're doing the same exact thing in Paltim and Shalmelech. Hashem sent lions to eat them up. For that, Aveir. Okay. Rabosa. Good. So now, I was wondering about that. Why don't we say that they were in this Gair in northern Israel, where even the Jews, unfortunately, were bowing down to idols as well. That's the whole idea of Eliyahu HaNavi. Ad Moschah Hashem Posam Hashem Hashem Baal. No, we want both. We want Hashem and the Baal. It's clear from the Pesukim and the Sefer Melachim. Yeah. But the Gemara that I'm in Sechta Shabbos in Samaches, a ger shenizgai ben umas, never heard about a zohar, is considered to be a valid gerus. Here the umas are the Jewish umas in northern Israel. So my only the reason why I thought maybe we have to answer is conservative. What's that?
Exactly.
Well, we're coming to that. We're coming. Patience. Yeah. Oh, that's what I suggested last time. That the Jews in northern Israel, who were bowing down to idols, they knew it was prohibited. They did. We don't understand why they did it. There's another Gemara Sanhedrin I told you about. Gemara Sanhedrin has a Shaila in Perek Chelek. How do you cut the bread? Where do you cut the bread from? So, in Bezen Shemala, Menashe, King Menashe, gets up, you cut the bread from the hard crust. They say, Menashe? What are you telling us? He says to the Amora, had you been alive in my time, you would hold on to my kapata and run after me into the church. And the only reason you're not, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed the Eitzer Avodah Zarah. That's another Gemara Sanhedrin. So we don't even understand that crazy. Yep. The Eitzer for women, we understand very well. Maybe Yach Machola says, so we understand some Eitzeras. It's still around and they're still very strong. But Avodah Zarah, so we don't understand it. You know why? Hashem destroyed it. So we can't understand it. So even I'm saying in northern Israel, they knew it was us and they did it anyway. And that's not considered Gerish in the sky or Bein Umas. That's why I'm saying it's very relevant today. Rav Moshe is a tshuva. Maybe we can argue, maybe, that if a person converts and doesn't keep Shabbos, he thinks, Shabbos. Shabbos is some kind of a frumkeit, a chumrah. Some ayatollahs say you have to observe the Sabbath day in this literal sense of these 39 categories of work. Fundamentalist. Come on, God is much more liberal than that. He's a modern God. He says if you light candles and eat your filter fish, that's good enough. So Rav Moshe says, you know, he says this Svara, maybe, so we shouldn't consider these rabbis to be worse than Tohim, that maybe there's some truth to that. That if that's, they think that there is just a chumrah. But I don't think it's correct. Even in fact, I don't think it's correct. I think that the people who drive on Shabbos, they know that the Torah prohibits driving on Shabbos. So they think, well, we're in suburbia, what can we do? We're in suburbia. So we can't help it. But a person who lives in, remember, we live in a world of communication. You know, the communication of the Arab Spring, and the tumbling in Russia now. The whole world's because they're communicating. See, everyone knows that it's Orthodoxy. There was an article I was told in the New York Times just recently about Orthodox Jews. Some of the different kinds of their behaviors. Royals of a certain camp of a certain school, some of you may know about. But it said Orthodox Jews in the headline. Right? You know what I'm talking about? So you're busy learning. Okay, good. So the Orthodoxy is all over the papers. They know, everyone knows Orthodoxy in certain rules and regulations. Whether it be in the Isha, whether it be on Shabbos, people know about it. There are whole kinds of articles prominently displayed. This is a Sabbath observant person. He was fired. There's a lawsuit. Everyone knows he's supposed to keep Shabbos. So therefore, can't say they think it's a chumrah. That's a hard spur for me. Yes.
Even if all the Jews know they were supposed to like do the right, like they weren't supposed to be bound to the titles, they did anyways. When the Gerim saw them, they could have just thought, like, oh, I guess we're allowed to do it.
Maybe, but that would be a good question. Why they talk on that Gerim? But I think that they were taught. You know, wink, wink. The halacha says, as you said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Can't, you know, pretty clear. But, you know, we take liberties. Yeah?
What about someone that converts, could you say, a reform of conservative conversion, because wherever they live, there's no Orthodox, they don't know, but as time goes on that you come from, is that a lafrei, a good conversion?
No, you have to convert again. But you did make a point. If someone converts in a faraway place where there's no orthodoxy, not New York City, again, I don't know how prominent the global village concept is, that now everyone knows everything, and if you're living in the desert, based upon your YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and then getting the Times online. I don't know. But in a generation or two ago, she was somewhere far away, and there was no communication with the big metropolis, and you thought that this is Judaism, then maybe you talk a Gersh and this guy Ben Umus. The problem there is the Dayanim apostle. Because the guy Dayanim are conservative reform, they're not from, so that's possible. So almost no case can you have an Orthodox rabbi in a place where no one knows what Orthodox really is. That's the case you have to have, which is a rarity. Yes, sir? The Dayan.
Yeah.
Good question. They did conversions. That's possible to Dayanim. Who was the Dayan up there in northern Israel? The answer is there may have been a few. You know, even Elio Anavi, when he said, how many people did not bow down to the Baal?
7,000.
A very small number of people, right? Everyone, but there were at least three. So the Bez was the three people who didn't bow down to the Baal. They found a kosher Bez in there. Anyway, Rabbi Sai, these are very serious and delicate matters, as you can obviously understand. People get very bent out of shape about all these things because, you know, I can't blame them. So as a matter of fact, what's the story with Kabbalah and Mitzvahs? Is it Ma'akev or is it not Ma'akev? Let's go right to it. So there's a Rambam, a whole series of Rambams. The Rambam in Hilchas Yisurei Bia gives you a short description of conversion. And you'll see soon that why it's so ambiguous and why there's so much ink has been spilled trying to figure out what the Shitas HaRambam is. B'shlosha dvarim nichnasu Yisrael lebris mila tvila korban. Okay, that's it. Mila tvila korban. Nothing about what? Kabbalah semitzis. However, read Halacha Dalet. K'sheyirtze agorli konis lebris ulistofev tachas kanfei hashchina v'yikabel olav ol Torah. Then, Sarach Mila Tfilah Tzoros Korban. So many of the Achronim suggest that according to the Rambam, you're right, Kabbalah's Torah Mitzvahs is not one of the three official processes, you know, the part of the procedure, Mila Tfilah Korban. It's a prerequisite. You can't get started before Mekabel all of Old Torah. Forget about it. Nothing to discuss. Forget about it. Of course it's Ma'akev. Others say no. This is a prerequisite for a proper Geirus. We all agree to that. But if there was a Geirus which didn't have it, so then it might be Geirus, it might be valid. Anyway, that's a tremendous tumult which exists within Shitas HaRambam. And it relates a little bit to a different concept, which is what the Mefarshim call Hodoas HaMitzvos, which means notifying the ger of the mitzvahs. So there's the Rambam seems to say that Hodoas HaMitzvahs is not Mi'akev. That even though he was not notified about all the mitzvahs, it's not Mi'akev. The gerus is a valid gerus anyway. And there are, let's take a look over here. I read you Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Yud Gimel. In Perek Yud Gimel, there's a whole series of Rambams about the wives of Shimshon and Shlomo. And we all know that they had an ulterior motive. And they called Goyim, El Chiyach Sof and Al Tchilos, and did Avodah Zarah. Nonetheless, he might be considered Jewish anyways. This is Lashon HaRambam. Ger shlo botku achav o shlo hodiu a mitzvah v'yonshan. They didn't tell the mitzvahs of the onshim. V'tmol v'tobal, in front of three adyotos, did a bad job, didn't notify him. Hareza ger. You see, the Mefarshim say, based on this Rambam, that Kabbalah's mitzvahs is not me'akev, says the Magad Mishnah. Ze poshut she'ein hodoas ha-mitzvahs me'akev di'evet. Famous Chemda Shlomo says, Hodoa l'chud and Kabbalah l'chud. This Hodoa is notifying what all the mitzvahs, that's Poshut Na Mi'akev. Obviously. And even when we got the Torah and Sinai, we didn't know what we said. Nasa v'nishma. We didn't know everything. But Kabbalah, we had Nasa v'nishma. We accepted to keep whatever we will be told in the future. This is the Chem de Shlomo's famous answer to this issue. Does everyone agree with the Chem de Shlomo? No. No. Some say that when the Rambam says that even if Lohodiyu are mitzvahs, he's really saying that Kabbalah sa mitzvahs is not ma'akev. Frankly, if you look in Perek Yud, this is, so again, this is all Perek Yud Gimel. We first read Halacha Dalet, need Kabbalah Levol Torah. We read Halacha Yud Zayin, Lohodiyu, quoted the Chem de Shlomo, the Kasha is no Kasha. But there are some other Rambams around and around. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. Kol Goyim Kulam. Sheyizgayu v'yikablu aleihem kol ha-mitzvah shel Torah tisrael l'chol davar. The simple level that means, if not, not. That's a poshup shot in the Rambam. Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Zayin. So it seems like a raya from there. Before we haven't even gotten to Perek Yud Gimel yet. Already there seems to be a raya that you absolutely have to have Kabbalah's ha-mitzvahs. Poshup shot. The others will say, no, no. Because the Rambam added, Yisrael l'chol davar, u'mutarim li'kones b'kal Hashem miyad. So there are those who want to say that if he's not mekabel the Torah, then, doesn't say he's a goy, but we would say, you can't allow him li'kones b'kal Hashem miyad. No. And the same shot by Neshe Shlomo and Shimshon. They're called goyim. They're really not goyim. And that's what some suggest shot in this Rambam. What about, that's a shiloh. It's a big tumult what the Rambam means. As a matter of fact, the footnote on the Ritva holds this way. According to the Rambam, you do not, Kabbalah Samitzvah is not Miyakev. According to others, no, it is Miyakev, the Poshup Shat, that comes to Shlomo. What's the story with the people in the time of Shei Shimshon and Shlomo? No, yesterday Shia. Yesterday we mentioned the Shita of the Ritva. There's a chazaka of Agav Unsa Gomel Makabel. So they were coming in to Shlomo Melech's palace. So at the time that they converted, the assumption would be, listen, you come into Shlomo Melech's palace, into the place of the Mamash, the base of Mikdash. Presumably, they're going to have no alternative but to follow the customs of Shlomo HaMelech, which is to keep all the mitzvahs on a simple level. On a simple level. Fine. So what about Hadas HaMitzvahs? Open the Gemara, please. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Please, Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Give a quick look. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. There is a concept of Hodos HaMitzvahs Beferish in the Gemara. It even tells you what, how much and what kind. It's Beferish. Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Giving you the whole procedure of Geirus. So the Gemara is over here in that Mem Zayin Amud Aleph describing the Geirus towards the bottom of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. What does it say? Modin Osan Miktas Mitzvahs Kalas U Miktas Mitzvahs Chamuros. It's Hodos HaMitzvahs. So you got to tell them some. Don't have to tell them all. In Har Sinai, we also didn't know all the mitzvahs. Rabosai. So same thing over here applies. Modin Osan. Okay. Those who want to see in print what we spoke about earlier, turn to the Nemuke Yosef. It's page Tez Zayin in your print, where he discusses this sugya about Modin. He talks about the question of whether this is Ma'akev or not Ma'akev. Imlo do you ain't no meyakev? What's the Rambam? V'hochi mashma v'perek klal godol. What's perek klal godol? You may have. I have in my edition. There's a footnote on the side, which says, "Ayin chidushi agos b'turiya radeya demaksha shom al haraya." Okay, in my Gemara, which you don't have, in the back, they have a little asterisk on the they have the Yalkut Mefarshim in the back. Where he quotes the Kasha against this Raya. When we mentioned before, you may recall, the Raya is, there's a concept of a person who was Mizgayer. He never heard of Shabbos. Since he never heard of Shabbos, you see, Hodos HaMitzvahs is not Miyakev. The obvious problem is, what kind of question is this? He quotes the kasha, there's a kosksonus pasim. Quotes the kasha of the Chidush HaGos in the Torah that's cited on the footnote on the side. Li'ola Miyakev! Im lo hodiyu mixes mitzvahs kalas, mixes chamurus. V'hosn bemes, hodiyu lo mixes mitzvahs kalas. Rakshlo hodiyu lo mitzvahs Shabbos. They left out Shabbos. No technicality. They left out Shabbos. They left out Shabbos. Okay. So that's the kasha of the Chidush HaGos on this raya of the Nemuk Yosef. It's a good kasha. It's an excellent kasha. It's an excellent kasha. How do you answer that kasha? So the presumably the answer would be that Shabbos is different. I mean, Shabbos is different. Shabbos is that, since the Gemara says that, this is again found in the footnote on the Ritva 231, he says that the answer is that Shabbos, Kamechal, and Shabbos, is Kamechal, Kola, Torah, Kula, and therefore we understand that if you didn't tell him Shabbos, you didn't tell him anything. That's a Chiddush. That's a Chiddush. Quotes the Ritva and Shabbos on that Daf Samaches, that he was mekabel in front of three people. Lo, do you mitzvah Shabbos? Nami Akev. Then he went to the Goyim. He never heard of Shabbos. He pushed it, never heard of it. But if he heard of it, and he didn't keep it, then he's chayav many chatos, because he was mekabel, and hodol, and dito's not me'akev. Okay. The Bach seems to say no, that according to the Rambam, quote, afal pish lo hoysel l'sham kabolas mitzvahs kolika. Nonetheless, according to the Rambam, he's a ger, but Tosin and the Rosh hold Kabbalah's mitzvahs is Bevadim Akeves, and we pass in that way. So the Bach holds against the Chem de Shlom. So, okay, a concept tumah within the Rambam, one way or the other. But I saw that, I believe it was Rabbi Dachovsky Shalita, who I'm supposed to meet in Eretz Yisrael next week, said, it's irrelevant, this tumah within Shitas HaRambam. Why? Because we don't follow the Rambam. We follow the Shulchan Aruch. And here, so you have a fancy Shulchan Aruch here. Right there. The newest one. So here he says in Simon Reish Samaches, he claims, it's black on white, there's nothing to discuss. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, you have to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs. Black on white. Why should we pilpul cheat the Rambam? We don't follow the Rambam, we follow the Shulchan Aruch. Where did he say it? So he said it twice. The Rambam's, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol Yoni Ager, Kabbalah Samitzvahs, Mila, Tvila, have to be in front of three people. But the Eved, Mila and Tvila, not so important. But obviously, Chutz Mikabbalah Samitzvahs, Shemakeves, Emeina Beyomu Vishloshah. Black and white! You have to have Kabbalah Samitzvahs, it's Miyakev, black and white. Why? Shezel Gufa Dovah Vitchiloso. But Mila and Tvila, it's Kigmar Din. So it can be done even at night. Now this is sold, Rabbi Osai, that the Iker is the Kabbalah Samitzvahs is a Tosfos here in our sugya. But Tosfos says the Gemara has an expression on the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis, Geret Sorach Gimel Mishpat Ksivbe. Mishpat Ksivbe. Okay, very nice, very very important. The Tosfos is bothered over here on the Mem Hei Amud Beis with the famous Gemara Milo Tovel and Idusa that a Tvilas neither can count for Geirus Tema. Amar LeKamon Af Mem Vav the Geret Sarach Shlosha. The bottom of Tosfos Mem Hei Amud Beis. Yeah, what's going on over here? V'yei Shlomar Hai Debinan Shlosha Haino LeKabolas HaMitzvus Avolo LeTvila. So it's mamash the opposite. The Kohen Neshitas HaRambam Kabolas HaMitzvus is a prerequisite, not part of the Geirus process proper, so maybe you don't even need three people. According to Tosfos Fakert, this is the Iker of both sides. The Iker is the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, and therefore it is what requires three, but other parts of the Geirus process would not necessarily require three people. As a matter of fact, we saw before that the Shulchan Aruch is saying over here, what requires three and by day? This is the Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, not necessarily the other parts. So it's interesting that in this discussion, The Shach explains that the reason why the other aspects do not require three is because it's what's called like a gemardin. We have the concept of donin bayom v'gomrim balayla. So therefore, if it's a mila took place by night, perhaps it would be good, because as we said before, mila tefila have a gemardin, t'minat Torah have af balayla. Take a look on the Rosh Abosi over here, Perek Dalid, Simon Lamed Aleph. Open up inside, you all have a Rosh in front of you. Perek Dalid, Simon Lamed Aleph, where he says so beferish. More beferish there than it is in our Tosfos. Take a look towards the end of Simon Lamed Aleph. Kabbalah smitz have a ketchilas din, utfila have a kegmar din, have a filo balayla. And you only need by Yom HaDrabbanon. Okay. The problem we had last time was that the Shach seems to say that the same principle applies with respect to not having three people present at the time of the conversion. You need three for the Kabbalah Samitzvahs, and you wouldn't need three for the Mila or the Tvila. Very nice. It bothered me last time. Where do you find this concept that Donin b'three and Gomrin b'two? Who said such a wild idea? I never heard of such a thing. I got smarter since we learned this in Yom the first time around. You know who said it? You're not going to believe it. The Shach himself, same person. The Shach says over here in Choshen Mishpat, in Simon Yudches, in Sivkot and Hay, believe it or not, exactly this. I didn't realize it at the time. The Shach and Simon Yudches, Sivkot and Hay, is as follows. The Mechaber writes in Siv Dalin, three people sounded in Torah. The Silek Echad Mehem Atzmo, and one guy recused himself. Ein Hashnayim Echol Ndig Maradim. The other two can't finish it. Says the Shach, Hainuk She'en Yodim Echad Nadin Nota. Alim Yodim, they already know which way to do it. That's why the guy quit. Let's say it was one of those blog cases. And one guy smells the coffee. That the two guys are going the other direction. He quits. Oh, he quits and they can't finish. The Shach, no, you can't finish. Hey, Yigmaru. Goodbye, Charlie. We'll finish without you. These days they write in the Shtabiru, and if one guy quits, they're going to have the other two can judge. Otherwise, everyone's going to quit. We do what the Nesiva says about this Shach. He's not happy. But obviously he understood the Shach the way we just said it. This is the Nesivis in Simon Yudches, Siv Koton Aleph, Ayin Shach. I don't think it's right. Donet Bayom V'Gomer Balaylo. All right? Not for that. The Pasuk, you have to have my dinner by day as well. So too, Dini Mamas B'Shlosha. Doesn't say, never says anywhere, Gomer B'Shnayim. Even the Gemara has to be Ploni Atachai, requires three people. Finished. So, but the Shach disagrees. So we had a kasha last time. What's going on over here? The Shach is the Shitasa. The same as you can have done it by Yom and Gomer Balayla. You can have done it by Yom with three and Gomer with two. Or with one, as the case may be. Okay, Rabbi, I'll say this is the Pshat which I didn't know last time. I didn't know about the Shach. So when we do Chazara, always a few new things that come in here and there. Okay, now back to the Rambam's question of the question of Shitas Rambam, whether you do or don't require Kabbalah Samitzis Le'ikuva, we already quoted from Perek Yud Beis and Perek Yud Gimel. Now it's Perek Yud Dalet. Perek Yud Dalet is Halacha Ches. Writes the Rambam, Ein Mekablin Ger Toshav Ele Bezman Sheyovel Noe, Ava Bezman Hazeh, Afilu Kibel Kol HaTorah Kulo Chutz Midiktuk Echad, Ein Mekablin Oso. Ein Mekablin, what's the Hemshech? What's the Hemshech, Rabbi Oso? So I want to make the following understanding. A person, the Kabbal Kol HaTorah, except for one diktuk, he's not a ger. He's a ger toshav. And Bezman HaZeh is no ger toshav. You don't accept him at all. That's it. Don't accept him at all. Okay, this is what it seems to say. The ger of the Raivah disagrees. As there is a ger toshav nowadays, it's relevant Bezman HaZeh. Can there be a ger toshav with respect to selling land to Eretz Yisrael to him? That means ger toshav, he's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael, he can sell him land. Those ones that sell the land to the Arabs by Shemitah, they relied upon this Ravid, because the Arab doesn't believe in Avodah Zarah. And the Chaznish screamed and said no, that he's not considered to be a Ger Toshav, doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. The Chule, he saw Bir Aloch and Simon Dalad Shin, that there's no Ger Toshav Bizman Hazeh. And some say that really there is a Ger Toshav with the Magen Avraham. In any event, the Rambam's Lashon, when Rambam says poetic language, some of it's his own, and some of it we can attribute it to some other earlier source that we don't know about. Rambam didn't write down the sources. The Rambam writes over here as follows. The Rambam writes in Perek Yudgimel Alocha Tetzvav about these individuals, someone who converts for an ulterior motive, which is a woman. He's not a Ger Tzedek. Afal Pikein, Hayu Ger Mahabim Mizgarim B'mei David HaShlom B'mei Adyotos, for your bed nagodol choshish in lehem, lo dochen osam, acha shetavlo mikomakom, v'lo mekarven osam, acha teiro achrisa. What are they? Are they Jewish or not Jewish? Where does this language come from? So they found it. It's an ofen Yerushalmi. Kiddushin perek dalet, halacha aleph. Someone that converts to Shem Yishus is a ger. Ve'ein dochen osam, kiderech shedochen es agerim tchila. Always push them away. Once they did this, you don't push them away. Ava mekablin osan utzrichim kiruv ponim shema giru l'shem. That's the girsa we have in the Yerushalmi. Some have a different girsa. Kiruv pam shnia. What does that mean? So there is both Rav Avad Yosef, Shlita, and Rav Zholti Zal, both say this is the source for that Rambam. Lo dochen osan. They already proceeded by the shiori carbon on the Yerushalmi. Beferish. That's what it means. So the question is, well, are they Jewish or not Jewish? Says Rav Zholti, if they're Jewish, it's only because of the chazakah of the Ritva, that in their circumstances it was a majority, a rove, an assumption, agav unsa, gomro mekabel. Says Rav Zholti, a brilliant idea. This is brilliant. The Rambam writes over here in Halacha Yud Zayim, this fellow, mitzvah lahachzer avedoso, it's a funny example to give back as Aveda. What kind of funny example is this? It's like this. It's follows. If there'd be a case where somebody else has what we call in our language a cheskas mama, and this individual who may or may not be Jewish takes it to a din Torah and is entitled to the money only b'dinei Yisrael, he would lose in Bezdin. We say it is a chazakah, agav onus gomer mekabel. That's a chazakah, but mikoach rov. Ein holchim b'mamon achar a rov. You can't take money away from someone who's a cheskas mamon with a rov. He gave the example of Aveda. Aveda, Shavas Aveda. I have no cheskas mamon, I found it in the street. So I give it back. Aveda is muteris, but I can't keep it. I have to give it back to him because he's a rov Yisrael. He's not a Yisrael for sure. So writes Rabbi Vissal Zholti, Zichrona Levracha, and Rabbi Avadia wants to quote a Gemara Bavli. No, don't give me Yerushalmi, I'll give you a Bavli. I'll give you a Bavli. What Bavli? Turn to the Gemara, Bosai. Mem Hei Omud Beis. Mem Hei Omud Beis. Mem Hei Omud Beis. An interesting story, I remember. An interesting story. The Gemara is over here, towards the bottom. Avdei the Rabbi Chia Bar Ami Atlo Lahu Obezeres Kochavim L'Shem Intesa. Om Rav Yosef Yichilna Lachshuri Bo Ubibrata. I can be machshir her. How so? Milo Tavol Nidusa. Zok Rashi. Zot Rashi. Mila Tavla Nidusa, Ama Tfila Nida Sakala Shem Geras. Fine. Lishna Achrinan Rashi. Look at this. L'shem Itisa, L'shem Ishus. The conversion was for an ulterior motive of marriage. Utvilas Geras Hava. It's a valid Geras. Ella She'ena Tvila. The problem is, it doesn't work. Why? Chavdalam and Beis. Echad ish niskar l'shem isha, v'echad ish niskar l'shem ish, ain't in game, not valid. Nonetheless, yechil nolach shuri boy le tefilas achera shetob lach hakach le nidusa, kach shamati. So Rav Avadya says, what does that mean? That means that if at the end of the day, the Mekai Mitzvah, so she goes to the mikvah as a nida, she really keeps Taras HaMishpacha, then that is a birur, that the original Tevila was considered to be a valid Tevila. That's Rashi's pshat. Incidentally, for Kashali, Chada, the Kabina and Hilchasasam, Halacha Kulam Gerim. What do you mean the first Gerim is no good? Kulam Gerim. So how do we answer the question? No, it was Kulam Gerim, but we had to have a beer afterwards that she was from. Second Kasha. And even if you hold not, Mishnah Rishonah, Ika Maisa Lo Sakala, if the first Gerim is considered L'Shem Mishus, Lo Sakala, Batranami Lo Sakala, the Lava Shem Shemaim is Gaira. If the first one is the Shem Ishus, so is the second. Rabbi Sai is a very serious question. Rabbi Avadya in that same piece says this Rashi is a kasha against the Marashak, Rabbi Shlomo Kluger. Rabbi Shlomo Kluger says that although Geirus the Shem Ishus is no good, if they're already living together, it's not considered the Shem Ishus anymore. Huh? What happened over here? So Rashi is a Beferish Vaker. It's considered the Shem Ishus, even though they were living together from beforehand. Checkmate against the Marashak. Checkmate. No, I have a teretz. I have a teretz to Rav Avadya's kasha. It all depends how high the stakes are. In the sukkah of Chabal and the Beis, there's no discussion whatsoever that the Geirus is a valid Geirus. The question is it the Chatchila good or no good, the Shem Ishus, not the Shem Ishus, you're not a Kabbalah Shem Ishus. The Chatchila was yesterday Shir. So here the Mashak might be right. If they're already living together, we don't consider the Shem Ishus. So they're already together. So therefore the Issa L'Chatchila to be Megar L'Shem Ishus wouldn't apply. Oh, I forget to Rashi and left my hand. No. Rashi's here going according to what we call the Mishnah Mishona. The first view in that Chavdal that says not a Lachat Kulam Gehemeh. But if the Geir is Shem Ishus, it's no good even B'Di'Eved. If it's no good even B'Di'Eved, the stakes are so high. We have to view it as the Shem Ishus, not only the first time, but even the second time. So for our purpose, we would consider the Shem Ishus all the cases. And as well as Rabbi Avadya is discussing the Rabbanan Dikadin, that's one thing. But we're worried with our Ritva, without Dvar Avram, that's the problem. So, Rabbi Avadya wants it like this. He knows about the Dvar Avram. Dvar Avram says, yes, Chazaka, Agav Unsa, Gomer Mekabel. And nowadays that Chazaka no longer applies. Says Rabbi Avadya, that was in the Dvar Avram's day. Dvar Avram wrote in the first part of the 20th century, where people couldn't imagine that a man and a woman should be physically together without marriage. That was unimaginable. Couldn't be such a thing. So therefore, the Rav Ram says, this guy wants to get into bed with this girl. And he has no choice but to accept the mitzvahs in order to achieve this goal. And in 1930 or 20, it wasn't that way anymore. It wasn't that way. He could quote, marry her, and then live a totally different lifestyle without Torah mitzvahs. Okay, so it's no good. Let's see if the Rav Ram is right. It's no good. But now, as a Bavad, you're writing in the 1970s, things have gotten so bad, they're living together anyway, so we should say it's not considered to be L'Shem Ishus, and therefore the Dvar Avram should be inapplicable. He has a kasha from the Rashi, Menhem and Beis. I gave it teretz. It depends if you worry about the Din D'Rabbon and the Chavdal, where the Marashak might be right, but in the Din D'Oraisa, the Marashak svaras against enough on the Rashi. And we are now dealing with the D'Oraisa. The Dvar Avram is a D'Oraisa. That if he's doing it for the sake of Ishus, then we say it's only based on Chazak, which no longer applies to Zman Hazeh. So I came down on the other side as Rabbi Avadya in this particular Nakuda. Rabbi Avadya also quotes one more source. Ashita Mekubetz and Ksubas Yud Aleph in the Sugya of Ger Kotten. Tomorrow. I don't get to Ger Kotten today. I don't think so. So Ger Kotten, so the Ashita Mekubetz there says, since a Kotten is impossible to be Mekabah Mitzvahs, it's not Miyakev. It's not Miyakev. See, so therefore, it's never Miyakev. No. There, it's impossible to be Mekabel, because it's under 13 years old. And we have a possible principle of Ledoro Seichem, since Geras is possible at all times. So we say, it's under 13, the Kabbalah doesn't count. There can be a Geras without a Kabbalah. The same as Bizman Hazeh. There can be a Geras without a Korban. No more Korban. Or this Geirus day without smicha. In the old days, they needed smicha, smuchim. So Tarsus says in the Kedushin, the Dara Seichem. So it's a mefurish in the Gemara with respect to carbon. It's mefurish in Tarsus with respect to smicha. And it might also be mefurish in Kuhn one day in Shita and Ksuba Shita Aleph with respect to a katan. But as someone who's over the age of 13, na mekabel mitzvahs, it is miyakev. This is the opinion of most poskim, as I said to you before. Even though within the Rambam there is a minority view which maintains that Kabbalah HaMitzvahs is not miyakev. All right, fine. Karabosa, any questions? Yes, sir.
Yeah, just it would seem like coming. I'm not sure if it's Kenaitis, but that if in any case of that someone's begar mishmishus, then you would then in the kedin Torah they wouldn't be able to give them a din Yisrael. It's always just based on a robe.
So that's what Rabbi Sal Zolti said, that the Rambam picked an example. Since I have no cheskas mammon, and he asked me for the, I lost this object, I'm required to give it back to him. But if I had a cheskas mammon, I wouldn't be required. I say, you're only
any
a gift.
Any case.
I never want to say any case. It depends on the circumstances, but most cases. Yeah. Okay, fine. Now Rav Moshe's Chuvas. We had a whole series of Chuvas in Rav Moshe. I think we have Rav Moshe's Chuvas here in our Spanish. Let's take a look if we can get the Chuvas from Rav Moshe and see what he says about all these things. Let's see. A whole pack. Six lines of Ugas Moshe. I don't know where exactly we're going to find everything. Put it down in the chair. Let's start.
There's more.
Okay. Let's start the initial chuvas. Yoredeya Chelik Aleph. There's one chuva written yet in Europe. In Europe. Chelik Aleph, Simen Kuf, Nun, Zayin. Rav Moshe gets right to the point. The whole chuva is one paragraph. Written in 1928. Wow, a long time ago. He's like this. No Kabbalah's mitzvahs is nothing. Poshut u'borur. Eino ger klal. Zip, zero, zilch. And he quotes the Shulchan Aruch. Reish samach esiv gil. We just read it before. Then he adds. V'av im oma b'piv. Shem mekabal mitzvah. Im anan sadi. She'eino mekabal ola b'emes. Eino klom. And ger l'shemishus. Is what he really means sincerely to do the Kabbalah of his affairs. Uboru uposhut. My father said the same thing. And I don't understand why the rabbis are told him I'm making this terrible mistake. Even if you're right that he is Jewish, what do you gain from being in the Klal Yisrael of these individuals who are not in the Kabbalah? Vincent Hashem is the one, and Am Yisrael is the one. And therefore, anyway, poshut she'ain't the Ger Klal. Pretty cool, Jew. Boom. Finished. End. So if we stop here, but the saga continues. This is the first shuva, Kuf Nun Zayin. Then he has another shuva, Kuf Nun Tes, written in New York, and written in Arabosai more than 20 years later in New York. Things start to perceive a little bit of a shift, Arabosai, a little bit of a change. Change of nuance, of emphasis, whatever you like to say. Ach bichlal ikar geirus lo nocha daiti mizeh. Vani nimna mizeh. It's the shem ishus. But more than that, kim ad boru kan ansadeh shlo mekabelas amitzus, rak bepio merish to mekabelas, ulo kabelas amitzus af rak prat echad, bechoros daf lamid ein mekabelan also. It says in Shabbos Tamaches, ger shiniskar ben ha'akum, lo yodem is Shabbos of Arizora, he's a ger. No, Hosam kibel kol masha chayavim bnei Yisrael have your kabbalah tova kol a Torah. Afshlo yoda dinim klal. Like any guy, don't tell him everything. Avuk shelo kibel, we can't be mekabelim at all. Zel ikar ageres is kabbalah sa mitzvus. Uverov ageres shem dinazul shem bishul ishus ain mekabelim mitzvus. I they say with their mouth the mekabelim who can know that shem meramin they're fooling us. How do we know they're fooling us? Look what he says, Rav Moshe. The low tier, this non-Jewish woman who's converting now, Adifa mi baila. Should be no frumer than her husband. Shul mufker be over al kol binei Torah. The guy's completely not frum. She's going to be more than him? Very unlikely. Very unlikely. No, there are Moshe, you know, that's what he, if you stopped here again, garnished. But there are Moshe has another, end of the paragraph. Ach, mikom akom, ulai georis zu, to Kabbalah mitzvahs. Maybe this woman is an exception to the rule. Maybe she's an exception to the rule. Maybe. Therefore, Moshe says, lachain eini omer bezek klum. Therefore, I'm saying nothing to you. Why? Because many rabbis here in New York accept these kinds of gerim, and therefore ain li loma bazeh isurin. So Rav Moshe is saying, I'm not going to make a public pronouncement that it's prohibited, because maybe, well, who knows? This is in Kuf Nun Tes. Simen Kuf Samach, written the same time. This was Tav Shin Yud Adar. This is Tav Shin Yud Iyar. Just 2 months later. Here, he says like this. There can be some individuals on Mekabel. Maybe. So perhaps we should suggest that even those who are not from, maybe it's in fact Rav Moshe Belev, Ein and Varim. So Rav Moshe, Yesh Mokom was there. You could say it, but Misvara, we shouldn't say it because a couple of individuals are not enough to remove the Anan Sadi. This is what he says over here in Simon Kuf Samach. Again, more or less saying the same thing. But then he comes, this is the first paragraph. He says, Lo mistaba b'shul ezi yechidos l'salag Anan Sadi. Ulai, that's the reason for the rabbis who are doing it these days. But then he comes up with the whopper. Second paragraph. He says, the husband's Mechal Shabbos. Right? She thinks Shmira Shabbos is not mandatory. It's like a garish in the sky by Nahakum. She says what she thinks. That's what she thinks. I bezin told her, you have to keep Shabbos. Ah! Hidur bi alma p'tafrumkeit. But even some who one doesn't keep Shabbos, you know, he's still a good Jew, and God is happy with me. Nimtza, shele to'usa kibla kol ha-mitzvah shudim mechuyev shugeris. V'zeh tam sheyesh b'mamish, that's something. Lachshiva l'giyoris, look what he says now. V'ulimud tzchus tzas. Don't forget the word tzas. A slight justification, al rabbonim ha-makablim shele yichoshu od gri mehed yotos. Should he witness there are judges, but they shouldn't be considered worse than the judges. That's what he sounds like he's saying. I mean, I'm just reading the words. This is paragraph 2 in Simon Kuf Samach. He doesn't really like it too much. Then he says, if she when I converted conservative, it's nothing. It's nothing. And then Rav Moshe suggests in the same tshuva, believe it or not, he said, don't fight with these other rabbis. They're not going to listen to you anyway. And then he says like this. He says, don't fight. Ubil shvil shomrei Torah. So you'll just be careful. Stay away from them. Ula haba. This is pilei plorim, this line. It's the end of the children. Ula haba. Vadai tov sheyifal kvo terasa. She's gaira etzel rabbi yodeh b'dini geiris. Vosin kidin. Av shegam heim sofik and natural gerim kidliel. Even though they're not really Jewish, v'tov laharchik mehem es shomri haTorah. Don't let a frum Jew marry them. Still, you should still do it. I don't get Rav Moshe. If the person who converts is likely not Jewish, and the frum Jew asks to marry them, saying no. So what are you doing? Well, I guess what Moshe means, maybe they'll marry their own kind. They'll be involved in the same suffix. Yes, I can't understand exactly why he said they should do such a thing. Because after all, most likely, they're not Jewish. I want to give you another children of Moshe. This is Eben Ezer, the first chelet. This is written in 1952. It's a little bit 2 years later. Chelek Aleph Simen Chaf Zayin. The case of a woman who's converting to marry a man is not true. So Rav Moshe said, maybe we should argue, maybe, that since her husband is not frum and she thinks her husband is a member of the synagogue, even though he drives on Shabbos, he's also a good Jew. Some there are like Mahadrin, which is Chanukah today. Mahadrin and a Mahadrin don't drive on Shabbos. That's what she thinks. So that's the case. Maybe they'll be good. But he does say that it's a Shrachas Svara. He writes over here again in Chelek Aleph Simon Chav Zayin, discusses this, and in the middle of this tshuva, he says, you know, people do it, and I don't want to make a fight about it, but his lashon over here is that Yoser Note the Eino Ger. This is on top of page Samachet. Yoser Note Eino Mekabel, the Mitzvah Shemakav Eino Ger is Klum. Yoser Note. That's how he's leaning. That's how he's leaning. Oh. What about the Gemara in Bechoros that says what? Mekabel everything chutz b'dikduk echad. So what's it in? So he writes in the Tshuva in 1962. This is in Eben Ezra Chelek Beis. Even b'diyeved, it's not a ger. How do you know? Who said it's no good even b'diyeved? Again, this is in Eben Ezra Chelek Beis, Simon Dalet. Who said it's no good even b'diyeved? But Moshe brings a raya. That same Gemara Bechoros talks about a chover and talks about a kohen. And in those cases, if you leave something out, it's invalid. You're not considered to be a chover, or you're not considered to be a kohen to the extent that we will, in fact, allow you to participate in the Beis HaMikdash. So here too, Rabbi Osai, it's absolutely no good. What about the case of Hillel? Remember we spoke about yesterday, the Beis HaMikdash from Hillel, that it is good? No! There, he was Mekayim, he was Mekabel Torah Shabbat Peh, he just didn't believe in the Chachmei Hador. Nope. So therefore, what happens in the case I'm dealing with mamash right now? Someone converts and has a boyfriend who's a kohen. Oh man, you can't even marry. They can't even get married because a kohen's not allowed to marry a geyoris. So that's mamash an invalid geyoris, no matter what, because she is in violation of the din. I will say it's only an Easter on him, not on her. No, of course we might not pay dollar later in Yavamis. Perhaps we'll get to it. But she is also musheris. Remember we had that Lesley Mitz in the end of the Durham. We can't go into any further details right now. Now let's go to Eben Ezra, Chelek Gimel. Keep watching along, one after the other. Chelek Gimel. Those want to look it up. This is in Simon Dalet. A case of this nature: a person converted and wasn't from. Ivany accepted explicitly in his mouth, "I'm going to keep the mitzvahs." So what's the din? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva over here. Chelek Gimel, Simen Dalet, Tov Shin Chaf Ches Kislev, this month. We're talking about 1967, a whole tshuva. In this tshuva he says, it's obvious. He doesn't keep mitzvahs. Boror Shlohoya Belibo Kain. And what he's saying is what he calls over here, Pitume Mili Biyama, just words, lip service, Eino Ger Luchule Alma, Petume Mili, the Ramas is a Bezdin, Ein Kiddush of Klum. Whoa! He's even making that the Kiddushin is no good. Whoa, that's what Rabbi Gorin did, if you recall. I'll go into that, we'll get to that case a little bit later. I have the Kuntris at home, if you want to look it up. Ha'ach Vachot. I got my hands on it. Yeah, it's out of print, but I someone gave it to me. I didn't have it when we learned it before. I have it somewhere. If you want to look it up again, we go to the house, you can nash. Okay? So it's a real nash, you can nash on that too. Okay. So, that's what he says. It's nothing. And this is already written years later. How does this fit? Well, earlier he said, maybe the person really is Jewish. It's not going to be make like Kiddush of Klum. I'm not exactly sure how to reconcile all these things about Rav Moshe. I don't know how to get through all of them. I do not know. Now, it's interesting. In your Yoredeya, Chelek Gimel, he has even a bigger Kiddush. Let's see what that one is. Maybe, not exactly the same. Let me read you Yoredeya Chelek Gimel Simen Kuvov Sivkotin Aleph. This is already written in 1969. It's one of the later ones on this topic. Here we go. Okay. This is written, Tammuz Tov Shin Chav Tes, summer of 69. Writes a Moshe like this. Look, if someone gets converted for the sake of marriage, maybe he wasn't the Kabbal, and it's an Anan Sadi, catch this now, Rabbi Moshe, the Chiddush Nifla B'Noro. It's an Anan Sadi, then it's a Suffolk. To me, that's almost a contradiction. Anan Sadi is a Suffolk? Anan Sadi means it's definite. No, Rabbi Moshe got a new category. Anan Sadi, it's a Suffolk, and you don't say Dvorim Shebelev and Dvorim. If Rabbi Moshe's Chiddush is correct, not like Rabbi Chaim Oizer from yesterday. Rabbi Chaim Oizer said that maybe we should argue that although we ordinarily apply the principle of Dvarim, Shemen, and Dvarim, it doesn't apply to Geirus. Because Geirus, the whole essence is Belev. Rabbi Moshe is a different Svarim. It was an Anan Sadeh of Suffolk. It's not Dvarim, Shemen, Belev. Even in Dinim Amenis, it wouldn't be considered Dvarim, Shemen, Belev. A Chiddush Nifla V'Noira over here in Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuvav. A Meiridik Chiddush. A Meiridik Chiddush. You don't need an Anan Sadeh that she doesn't want. Only is an Anan Sadeh, it's a doubtful case. Wow, 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 wow. Chiddush Nifla. And then he says something like this. What about she won't dress properly? She won't dress properly. He writes as follows. Me'acha she'nifritz tulboshes ha'pritzus b'avonosein rabin. Ka'bibnos Yisro. Even though it was Shomer's Torah. So this girl thinks, it's only chumra b'yama, mahadrim in a mahadrim, oiz v'hodo levusha, kind of chumras. This is not the real din. I, the rabbi, say you have to cover yourself. That's a chumra b'yama. So Rav Moshe says, u'mistaber zeh. Here he says it's mistaber. When it came to Shabbos and Kashrus, he didn't say it was mistaber. He said it's just a limud chus ktsas, shouldn't be considered worse than the yartis. I think the difference is, they're talking about Shabbos and Kashrus, the fundamentals. He was talking about dress. You know, dress. Dress is, you know, a tricky thing. I even told you, Achidosh Naira, that maybe, according to Rav Moshe, this woman who's dressed like everyone else in town is doing nothing wrong. Now, please, I'm not recommending that you move to a place like that. But Rav Moshe does have a lashon in Evan Ezer, Chelek Aleph, Simon Samach Tes. I'll read it to you again because it's such a Chiddush Neira. He writes as follows: Das Yehudis Pritzus Ksubas Ayin Beis. That the Hiatzma also came. Avak Shederach Kol Anoshim Beira came. Ein Shayach LaHachshiv Zel Pritzus. V'Ein Chiluk Mashen Nasa Derach Anoshim Shir Zel Mishem Pritzus. Al Kol Ponim came and Shekenu Derach Levishosim V'Iluchon. Ein LaHachshiv Zel Maisa Pritzus. Lesser Alain, Alibidera Chasidus, Litsneas, Yisera Tova Lebrocha. Unbelievable truth. So from here, Moshe is saying, Moshe just thinks, he's sounding like it's almost even mutter. Okay, whatever it may be, but that's only by dress. It wouldn't apply to Shabbos or Kashrus. It wouldn't apply. Now, this is a very serious question. A very serious question, Rabbi Osai. So many of the garrison that we have today will depend upon this Nakuda. So many. It seems to me, the bottom line is they're probably not Geirim. Probably. But for me to say that the Kedushin is no Kedushin, I'm nervous. Because of all these Svaras that are being thrown in over here, maybe we should, you know, try to get a get if there was in fact a marriage. Push comes to shove, and maybe we have the right to be somewhat more make. Again, I don't know for sure what to say about this, but it seems to me that it's a very good chance that these individuals are not Gerim, even though they were converted by an Orthodox rabbi, etc., because after all, they're not keeping Shabbos, the first Shabbos they're not keeping already. And then what happens is what the poskim say. Where are you going to live? You know, in our Bezin, one of the critical questions, where are you going to live? You belong to an Orthodox shul? We have follow-up with the Orthodox rabbi of that shul. But there were many people, both in America and in Eretz Yisrael, who do garrison, and they live in the middle of nowhere. No one near an Orthodox shul. What kind of garrison is that? Either going to drive on Shabbat to a shul, they'll be on part of a shul. Either way, they're not part of a community. And the Eretz Yisrael, if you're going to live in a non-observant kibbutz, where there's no kashrus and there's no Shabbos and there's no nothing. What do you? It's obvious. So in those kind of cases, it's even more obvious. Posh pshat, those individuals are not really, are likely not Jewish. I have to tell you, there's a tshuva, the Melamed Lahoel, an incredible tshuva, about someone who is going to convert and want to marry a Kohen. He goes to a whole pilpul about a Kohen. Well, you know what? The Kohen is better off marrying a Gioris than being married to her as a Goya. So it's an improvement. The lesser of the two evils. He moved up in this world, living with a non-Jewish woman, which is not allowed, chorus with different Kabbalah, and now he's living with a Goya, with a Kiyoris, not so bad. Let me tell you a secret. But if she's not keeping Nida, that was a chorus with different Kabbalah. Here's a chorus with different Krah, with different Chamishachum Sheitara. So where do you... Goya, there's no din of Nida. So I don't know, he's a hard... I don't answer these questions. Everything's awesome. Also this much, also that much, also the other much. But that's what he says in that incredible tshuva that he has. That maybe it would be the Evid, that might even be a good Geiris. I don't know. It's really hard to imagine such a thing, but that tshuva does exist. And, it seems to me that it's a serious problem. I wouldn't marry off such a person who had such an inferior garret. I would require what he called today Gior L'chumra. And the whole world's tumbling, these crazy rabbis. It was good enough 50 years ago, why is it not good enough now? To which I told you, I'll say it again, that if there was meat in the freezer from 50 years ago, and the best, I don't have to stay that long, and the Bez Nagadol of then said it was kosher, and the Bez said say it's treif, you can't eat it. The same thing in our case. Yes, Benjamin, I'm sorry. She doesn't go to the mikvah, she needs it all the time. Yeah. You may say, if there'll be kids, they'll be Jewish. That's a big plus. Ubal basel necha, if you look in the psukim, it's because the kids are going to be goyish. And the Rambam writes famously, al te'oven zekal be'necha. So the Rambam, I don't think that the aver of living with a non-Jewish woman, which according to the Rambam, Rabosai, if there's no, it's not derech chitun, may not be an itza d'oraisa. Al te'oven zekal be'necha. And she ain't bo malchus min haTorah. This is Perek Yud Beis Halacha Yud Gimel. She gam ze gorem the ben lo son achri Hashem. She ben min haShifcha Eved ben haMisrael. It's talking about the Shifcha. It's saying by Goy. And she gorem the Zera haKodesh the Schala bli osam avodim. And he quotes Unkul Osam Atargim. It's of course it's talking about a case where she is a Shifcha. The same thing of course would apply by a Goya. It's Halacha Zayin. Afa Pishen by Mrs. Bezin. Al Yekar Ben Echa. Ish bo Hefzeh she ain't bechol harayas kamosa. Shabem and Erva is his child. Is he Yisrael? He's not his mamza. Habem and Agoya is not his child at all. That's if you're counting up, Chumris and Kulis, it's very hard to judge these things. But this certainly would come into play. Maybe that's what the Melamed all had in mind. Even on a technical basis, maybe the Avera is more, but on a global basis, maybe the Avera is different because the child's going to be Jewish. Okay. Rabbi, I'll say one last point. We have to stop. One last point. Mem Zayin Amidveis. Just one last point that we'll continue tomorrow. B'siyat HaDeshmai. Tomorrow is Thursday, a regular 11 o'clock, right? And we'll start 15. No, let's call it for 10:45. Okay. This will kind of cover a little more ground. Yeah. Okay. Thursday is Mem Zayin Amidveis. Just finish up with this. Koshim Gerli Estrokis HaPachas. Let's just analyze this briefly. What does it mean? So Rashi says, what's the meaning of HaPachas? What do the words mean? Saparas is like a tsaras. So what do you mean? It's kisap. What do the words mean? So Rashi is telling us over here. Sheogs and maseim arishonim velomdim yisrael mehem osom chanalem beisav vehet. It's not good because they're not from, and we'll learn from them. The Rambam says Yud Gimel Yud Ches Rubam chozim b'shuldavar umaten es yisrael v'kasha hadavar lefrosh mehem. Akashin is Gairu. Okay. So what happens if they want to marry a man wants to marry a non-Jewish girl and he's not frum? A little way around. Right? Maybe it doesn't apply because after all today, most Jews unfortunately aren't frum at all. So what are you saying? It's bad to include this Gair. Because the Sapachas, yeah, but the person's not frum anyway. So I can argue that this far. Rashi in Nida You may have it in the Likutei Rashi. Rashi says, there's a problem. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. You have a Likutei Rashi? Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Lazeh. He's not from, we're Arevim. Tosfos says, it's not true. Tosfos over here says, quotes Rashi, it's not true. So the Lama Zion, there's no Arevus on no Arevus on Goyim. No Arevus on Goyim. Then Tosfos says another reason what? What's the problem? Ein oichon lizor me ono osan. There's the Isra of ono osager. Okay, that's another one. However, Rabbo said the most remarkable is the Tosfos Yeshanim. Tosfos Yeshanim says, Rabbo say, they make us look bad. They make us look bad. Because since they're so from, right? Take a look here at Tosfos Yeshanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu manash asanu hayodam. Kshemetivin ma'aseyem amaki hu roe. Ain't on his Torah, but mitzvahs kamo sum. Abishen zarekosha kamo. Whoa. That's a remarkable pshat. So they all got the pshatim from one extreme to the other. We're out of time. We'll stop here. Okay. Rabosai, I think that we should probably walk to my house. Because it's hard to park. There's an alternate parking. Starts in 10 minutes, 11:30. We're going to get tickets.